If you were to ask which country the River Nile belongs to, most people would immediately say Egypt. But in fact, of course, the Nile is a river that can be claimed by 9 different African countries. And as water resources get scarcer, the question of its ownership today is a burning political issue.
A history of the world in 100 objects. The Sphinx of Taharqa, made of stone, approximately 680 BC, discovered in Kawa, northern Sudan.
A critical fact of modern Egypt's life is that most of the Nile is actually in Sudan. Egypt has always been wary of its huge southern neighbour, but for most of its history, it has been by far the stronger of the two. But there was a moment, around 3,000 years ago, when for a century or so, it all looked very different.
It really was the centre of a very powerful, vibrant civilisation in the heart of Africa, Black Africa.
And it was one of the major civilizations of the ancient world, although it's always seen as being on the periphery of that world.